James. It took a long time coming, but it came in the end. It was a good goal.
Yeah, brilliant. I think it was a better team throughout. They're a nice club, good people. One of the staff I was with at Kingsland, good. But I think we was dominant from start to finish. Lads are on it. And yeah, all right. It's a long throw. We had a few. But I thought he struck it well. We had a few good chances, and I think he deserved that goal. It'd be the match winner today. I thought Dill was outstanding.
He really worked hard, didn't he, all through the game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice, obviously, with Slates coming back today. You know, he reminds me of Slates a lot in terms of, like, his aggression. He runs. He knows what it means to be at the club. He's getting fitter. He's, you know, he's still young himself, but, you know, he's playing in that number 10 role, which is not a flair sort of role these days. It's a grafting role, especially the position we're in as a club. And yeah, you know, we've got a young team, and but he puts a shift. He's tired in there, and so the other lads.
You're struggling again for a striker with all the injured.
Jamie was poorly. He texted me yesterday. Was struggling. We obviously had Messiah, who led the boys out today, and I thought he was outstanding. A couple of fans before the game said to me, you know, can we play more stuff, and we need to get a striker in, and I'm happy with the two strikers we've got in, Jamie and Mass, and thought we played better football at times. I said at half time, positives that we were better in the first half than we was at Sleaford, and then second half, can we be better than we was in second half in Sleaford? And I thought it's sort of hard, but we grinded it out. Takes us above them in the table by a little bit more, and yeah, it's a good result, and well deserved.
Jensen was missing.
Yeah, Robin, I'm a big believer in, you know, you should only play when you're 100% fit, and you know, Bance is probably could have made the bench today, and Jensen's got a swollen ankle, and you know, I don't want to put pressure on players to play when you know, we've got a big squad. I'm still a newish manager, so I want them to be fully fit when they step out on the pitch, and you know, I think it's wrong to force players. I believe in my physio, Jess, and when the lads are ready, they'll come back in.
Lewis Anthony was missing as well.
I'm having a bit of a bad spot. I mean, you know, the training the boys are doing is a lot more. He went in for a block challenge and done his knee. It's swollen, so you know, with that in mind, you know, we'll probably look to bring another centre half in. But in terms of the lads that went out there today, you know, on paper, Jack Andrews is missing, obviously Jensen, Vance, etc. You know, the skipper's not there, and I think everyone stepped up.
You did well. What's the outlook for Kane?
I don't want to rush him. He's important to this club, he's important to me. I think he'll be maybe, hopefully, I'm hoping for Boxing Day. But, you know, he's a good lad, isn't he? And he loves this club, and he's itching to get back. But it's got to be right for him. It's got to be right for him, because it'll be like a new signing for us. Hopefully, he can come back into the side when, again, we're three unbeaten now. But hopefully, we can pick up some more points along the way. It's going to be difficult. But getting him back, getting Jack Andrews back, getting the skipper back, as you know, hopefully we can keep improving.
You've got a game on Saturday that on paper's winnable, but we know you can't win games on paper.
No, exactly. They'll be fighting for their lives, but so are we, Robin. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be difficult. You know, they'll be organised and set up, but we just got to worry about us, enjoy the wins, and prepare for next week.
Cheers.
Thank
All
you, mate.
Best. Cheers, mate.
Good to see you.
We'll see you next week.
All right.